And now the game where we invite big names to answer little questions. There might be a prettier voice in the world than our guests, but if there is, it belongs to a bird, and no way that bird looks as good in a leather jacket. He sang duets with Aretha Franklin. There is a bridge in India named after him. Social workers in Britain, this is true, have prescribed his voice to help with depression. His new album is My True Story. Aaron Neville, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Can I tell you the name of the group that was in London?
Yeah.
The Bananas, the British Awfully Nifty Aaron Neville Appreciation Society.
That's great. Awesome.
That's awesome. So, Aaron, thanks so much for doing this. Have you ever listened to the show?
I have. I was listening to it just now. It was kind of nuts, you know.
Yeah. No, it is. I'm sorry you had to do that.
No. I enjoyed it. I kind of get the one about the mourners also.
Oh, you would
have? I did get it. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
So you're playing at home. You're getting in the swing of it.
Yeah. Do I get a prize?
Yes. Yes. You do.
You get to be on the show.
All right. So, Aaron, you have one of the sweetest voices in music, and you're a big, scary-looking guy. I mean, you have
the total package.
Yeah, well, you've got, like, this tattoo of a sword on your face, and...
Yeah.
So, like, is the sweet voice compensating for your look, or is, like, the badass look to compensate for your sweet voice?
You know, I never get to answer that question myself, you know? Like, I just take it as it comes and... thing with Linda Ronstadt and Trisha Yearwood and all them people, you know, so I get the perks.
So are people ever surprised when they see you if they don't know what you look like?
Yeah, I've heard that before, you know, but I mean, it's cool. I think it's...
Do people ever think you're lying? You're not Aaron Neville.
Something they might say, has anybody told you that you look like Aaron Neville? At least sometimes.
Yeah. But then, do you ever have to, like, sing for them to show them that you're like, the guy? You understand? I love the name.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, you know, I used to sing my way into the movies when I was about 8 years old or something like that. So, you know, I was...
So you used to sing for the ticket taker to get entrance to the movie?
Right.
And you've probably got one of the most imitated voices in music. Even Beyonce has her own...
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I enjoyed it. And it's flattery, you know? I used to see the guy on Saturday Night Live talking about the cocoa butter. I don't know where that come from. He had a cut-off jean jacket, and he would say, yeah, I need the cocoa butter.
But I do have to say
an impression of an impression of an impression.
You have single-handedly kept the cut-off jean jacket in fashion. I have to say that. You rocked that day.
Yeah, but I've given it up since I met Sarah. Sarah's got me dressing kind of up-to-date now. You know, I had to throw that... I had to throw the cutaway jean jacket away.
Oh, good wife.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. That's the first thing women do, darn it. Yeah. They go through your closet and throw out all your favorite clothes. Yeah.
So, Aaron, I understand you went through something of a rough patch when you were a teenager, and you actually got busted for joyriding.
Yeah, but, I mean, we used to bring the cars back at least 2 blocks from where we take them from, you know. That was if we didn't get in a wreck.
No, you were a thoughtful car thief.
That's the right thing to do. You can't leave it where you found it. Then they'd catch you.
Right.
No, it's about 3 blocks away.
Well, and I also understand you got your first tattoo at the age of 16. What's the story behind that?
Well, you know, guys in New Orleans were doing tattoos, and it was almost a skull and crossbone, but somebody talked me out of it. You know, I said, no, man, don't do that. Get the dagger. I said, okay, give me the dagger. And the guy's name was Jason Pickett. We was in school together, and he sat on my dad's back porch and put it on, and my dad came home. Aaron, what you done? I said, I got a tattoo. And he made me go in the bathroom with octagon soap and a Brillo pad and scrub it.
A Brillo pad.
Yeah, the skin came off, but the tattoo stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like industrial defoliant there.
No doubt.
Your new record is terrific. I've been listening to it all week.
Thank you.
And I see that Keith Richards co-produced it. You've been friends for a long time with Mr. Richards. Do you have any stories to tell? We love Keith Richards.
No, I mean, stories. All the stories I have, like we opened for the Stones in 81. And we first met there, and we started running across each other's paths ever since. And we always would, he'd call me to do a background part on something he was doing or whatever, you know.
So I understand you sang the national anthem for a professional wrestling match. What was that like?
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, I'm friends with Bret the Hitman Hart, so like, you know, he'd call me to come in. One time I got in the ring with Hacksaw Jim Duggan and somebody, and he gave me this 2x4 and said, hit the guy. I said, no, I'm not hitting the dude. He's going to be throwing me around this ring. but it was fun. Macho Man, I was friends with him.
Bret the Hitman March, was that him?
And, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Hart, yeah. And yeah. Keith Richards, Don Was. What was your wedding like?
Oh, it was a quiet wedding. We just had 15 family and friends.
That sounds wise. Given some of the people that have been mentioned here.
Did you ever cover somebody's song just because you didn't like them and you wanted to sing it better than them? Because it seems like that's the kind of thing that you could do all the time. Like, yeah, I'll show you. I'll sing your song.
Yeah,
and then nobody's going to listen to your version.
Yeah, you mess with me, I'm going to cover your song.
Y'all look crazy, you know that?
Yeah, we're public radio people. We're extremely passive-aggressive.
Because honestly, that's what I would do if I had a weapon like that
right,
in my throat.
Yeah. Well, all right, Aaron Neville, now it's time for you to play a game that we're calling
I Do Know Much.
One of your big hits was Don't Know Much, of course, but we're going to ask you three questions about people who do know much. Jeopardy champions. Guess the correct answer, and you win Carl's voice on the home messaging machine of one of our listeners. Carl, who's Aaron Neville playing for?
Alyssa Rogers of Boulder, Colorado.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's your first question. 74-game Jeopardy winner Ken Jennings was asked the question, this term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Did Jennings answer, A, what is a roto-rooter? B, what is a hoe? Or C, what is the Charlie Sheen machine?
I think he said B.
And it is B. What? The correct answer was rake. Jennings, who was famously of the Mormon faith, when he said ho, he was teased by Alex Trebek saying, is that what they teach you in those schools in Utah? All right, here's your next question.
All right.
You may remember that IBM's Watson supercomputer took on Jeopardy champions and won. The scientists who designed it discovered it had one surprising problem, though. What? A, it couldn't operate without a daily serving of human blood. B, it cursed like a sailor once blurting out bull. C, it fell deeply in love with Alex Trebek.
I think it's B.
B. Bull. You're right.
Well, who could blame it? Honestly, if you were that much smarter than everybody, wouldn't you just have to do that a lot?
But it's true. After uploading the Urban Dictionary in Watson's memory, the supercomputer began using inappropriate profanity at random, much as four-year-olds do when they learn one of Daddy's driving words. Unlike with children, programmers were able to scrub the new dictionary from Watson's hard drive. Okay, Aaron, here's your last question. Another question about Ken Jennings, the greatest Jeopardy champion of all time. He has said the single biggest problem that fame has caused him is what? A, old people won't stop touching him. B, Alex Trebek won't stop calling him, quote, just to talk. Or C, his local Starbucks guy constantly makes him order in the form of a question.
I think it's C.
No, it's actually A.
Oh, wow.
He says, old people can't keep their dry lilac-scented hands off me. Man, do old people ever love Jeopardy? I can't go anywhere in public where they might be old people, like Hallmark stores or cemeteries. Unquote.
Well, I'm only 45, but I've been watching Jeopardy since Art Fleming was on there.
All right, there you go. Carl, how did Aaron Neville do on our quiz?
Aaron, you had two correct answers, so you win for Alyssa Rogers. Congratulations.
All right. Aaron Neville's new album is My True Story. Aaron Neville, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I had fun, man. It was real cool.
Oh, thanks.
It was fun for us. Thank you.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy.